Hey guys, it's Gerbs here. And if you're listening to this the week this episode drops, then you're one of the first to know about our post Mother's Day charity event happening Friday, May 24th. That's right. We are working with some badass women in Cleveland to put on an all-female lineup poppin' R&B show at the Winchester. Kat Calabrese, Sadu, and Lauren Lanzaretta will be performing, and the show is doubling as a fundraiser for Cleveland's Haven Home. Haven Home specializes in serving pregnant women and women with children under five by providing transitional housing with programs and services to move them from poverty to prosperity. We are super excited to be partnering with them on this event and look forward to representing women in our beloved city through music and art while also supporting a nonprofit that does so much for Cleveland. Be on the lookout for the official announcement coming very soon and make sure to mark this date on your calendar.
Here we go. Right.
Check, check.
Thanks, Dana.
Check.
Hey, Dana, thank you.
One, two, three.
Thank you, Dana.
Yes. It is, and it always will be.
This episode in this entirety, and everything I do in my life, amen, is for Dana. God. I think you are. It's fucking Holy Sunday, bitch. It is Holy Sunday.
We go to church.
That's my God, mm-hmm, right there.
My God.
My God.
Awesome guy. From
heaven above. Hey. Yeah, so you're going to be performing that later today, right?
Freestyle. No. For real.
Oh.
And she really said that.
And she really did.
I've always said that.
Yeah.
Since I was like 14.
Yeah. When you became God.
Yep. And gay.
God and gay.
God and gay. God
new
and
album.
Gay.
New album.
Cheers. Happy Sunday. Mm. Sun's out. It's shining.
Love a good high.
I don't know about it in here.
Yeah.
It might be fucking raining now. I mean, it was like
or
15
snowing.
Minutes. Yeah.
It could be any of those things.
It could be.
It very well could be.
I don't think it is, but.
But you never know.
We never know.
But you never know.
Find out later. More on that to come.
This toast is dedicated to the longest awaited interview I think that we've had.
Yeah.
Since the show's birth.
Yeah. We birthed the show. Yeah.
We birthed it out, and we've been waiting for this interview for
almost 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Just about.
So, if you didn't know, we've got Joey H in the studio today.
Let's go.
H.
So, a little fun fact, you were the last artist that we were supposed to interview on the radio, mm-hmm, and then they cut us like a week before.
It was a very abrupt ending.
Yeah, it was.
No, not abrupt.
Abrupt. It was a very abrupt ending.
I thought it was like abrupt. You know?
No, it's one word.
It's an abrupt.
An abrupt.
An abrupt.
An abrupt
ending.
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
Either way.
I don't know. I can't fact check that, but that's what I've always said.
It was abrupt AF, bro. And, and we're here now.
Yes.
And, but like, yeah, we've had you on our minds for 2 years now. So
well, I was
same.
I do booking in like spurts. Mm-hmm. Like I just go and I'll book for like the next like 4 or 5 months, right?
She do.
And then I was sitting there and I was like, fuck. I was like, fuck, we never did that interview. So yeah. But now we're here and we're doing it.
And literally like the other day when I was like, wait, I didn't answer this email. The confirmation. God. I'm like, yeah, they forgot. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap. It's over. No. Done for. No.
I screwed this up. I didn't answer the email.
Nope. We're here.
Never. We on there like Jordan and Jordan. In the studio, we sporting. Anything from the land we call our own. Spreading our roots because the love we grown. Coming up from Columbus, but originally from Cleveland, we got Joey H in the stew.
In the stew.
And now we're a year into this studio, actually, mm-hmm, of this past, like, week.
Yeah.
We just celebrated a year.
Yep.
And congrats. And this is a really cool space.
Thank you.
Thanks. We try to make it nice and cozy.
Yeah.
Nice and cute and fun. Mm-hmm.
Nice and cute, sexy and fun.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my God.
CSF.
So, wow. I'm like, where do we even begin?
Right.
Well, I guess we can start with Friday.
Yeah.
So you were performing at the Masonic Temple.
Yes.
On Friday, part of your H Madness tour.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You were there?
Yes, I had the pleasure to go. And dude, it was so awesome. Like, I've never seen you perform, obviously, mm-hmm, but the full band, like, I just love hip hop rap with a full band because I've said it on the fucking podcast before, sure. Like, my introduction into the Cleveland music scene was hip hop, and it was always like just beats. You know what I mean? So it's just like brings a whole new layer of, you know, sound when you have your full band with you. So who's everybody in your band?
So at the top, we got Lanasia. She is big dog. That is
the keys.
Yeah, on the keys.
I like, she came up and I was like, yeah,
she is. The,
I just love to support women.
Makes the arrangement. She holds everybody accountable. She's the big dog of the whole operation. And on top of that, plays keys.
Yes.
Then we got DJ Mike Dow. He's been my DJ for years now, since probably I moved to Columbus. And then drummer Day Norris. And then Kevon. And Kevon and Lanasia are married.
Oh, yeah. Cute. Oh.
So,
super cute.
You see them making eyes across the stage with each other sometimes. You're like, cut that out.
Yeah.
My friend Gerard came with me. My friend Gerard came with me to the show, and he plays bass, and he was like gassing him the fuck up. He was like, do you hear this, man? Do you see the 5 strings? I was like, I do. He was like, no, but you don't play bass, so you don't know. And I'm like, that's true.
You'll never get it. I'll never understand.
But yeah, no, it was a fucking killer show. You had Dave's Up open up, which I've never seen them perform.
Yeah, Dave is the homie too.
But like, the two guys that are in that play with Dave, they're with Marcus Smith's band.
Yes.
Hell yeah. So yes, got to see them.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. They fucking killed it. Yeah. Because I saw Zup and I was talking to Domingo Kite.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know Domingo?
Yeah, I know him through online and stuff.
Okay.
But
Domingo's the man.
This is the first I met him for the first time this weekend on Thursday.
Because
went to Will Cherry, Trav Hen, West Will. They had their event at Beachland Tavern.
Nice.
Club Ultraviolet. But then, so I saw him, I'm like, wait, that's Domingo Kite.
Yeah.
It's like one of those things where you like see somebody that you've interacted with for like, it feels like years.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally you see each other in person and it's like,
I know you. That was me with you in the bathroom. I was like, wait, yes. But no, it was so cool. I was talking to Domingo. I was like, you listen to him? And he's like, I've been listening to this guy since like 2017. And I was like, oh, Domingo. I love him. He is such a big supporter in the music scene.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's always like, I think it's so empowering to like fly solo to events, which it took me like my first time of doing it, and I like almost had a nervous breakdown. I'm like, oh my god, who am I gonna talk to? Like, I don't want to be like, no, but it's like not like that at all. Mm-hmm. And Domingo will like literally fly solo to fucking anything, and I love it.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's
so fun.
Cool.
It is fun. I like doing it.
Yeah, I just like mad respect him for that.
Yeah,
I'm like, I feel like I'm always gonna see somebody that I know, and then it's just gonna
exactly
be like,
oh, right. Yeah. Yep.
Now I'm not solo anymore.
Right,
but
hey, I'm gonna join you.
And then didn't you also, Jerbs has been talking about your cousin all weekend as well, who came up and sang with you too.
Billy Mitchell. Billy Mitchell.
Is she Cleveland based?
Oh, Billy Mitchell.
Yeah.
That's Billy Mitchell.
Yeah.
Okay, so she was on a lot of the Open Treehouse.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've been working with her for a long time. Like, obviously, like, what, us being family and stuff.
Yeah.
But early on when I started to, like, make music and, like, I need somebody to sing on this. And then it's like, oh.
Duh.
Right. Billy Mitchell.
Literally Billy Mitchell. Right. Like,
so.
Yeah, no, she was killer. Vocals. We were talking about, me and Drew were talking about her. It was like a windbreaker jacket.
Yes.
But it was like almost to the floor.
Love that.
And it was like a half zip and then like kind of like a cape windbreaker. But it was so fucking baller.
Yeah.
And like me and Drew watch her go up. We're like, oh my god, that's the girl with the sick fucking jacket. Like, yeah. I was like, oh my god, and her voice is like even like 100 times better. Dude, oh my god. Yeah, it was a killer show.
Yeah.
So was that the end of the tour?
No, so we got 2 more dates. We have Chicago on Friday.
Nice.
And then I have like the big show in Columbus on the 19th.
Nice.
And so that's
going home
be,
for that one. Whew. Yeah.
How long have you lived in Columbus?
Since 2017. Like, that's when I actually moved down there. But I went to Denison University. So I've been down in Central Ohio since 2012.
Nice.
Okay.
And like, once I was down there, probably like, I want to say like my sophomore year, that's when I really started to get into music. And I would just go to Columbus for events. Me and my friend would just go to Columbus all the time.
Mm.
So then I was in the scene of Columbus before, like, actually moving there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a lot of people who still think, there's people from up here who think that I'm from Columbus. And
yeah.
There's people in Columbus who are like, you've been here forever. I'm like,
Almost.
Yeah. That's so cool, though. Like, I feel like we've claimed you in Cleveland, so it's so funny having your presence so strong up here, but in Columbus, I'm assuming it's, like, probably even
stronger.
Probably, yeah. Just from being there. Like, it's like I was born here, raised here, but, like, I grew up in Columbus.
Yeah.
What's, like, your favorite venue to play down there?
Probably Natalie's in Grandview. That's like one of my favorites. It's like a great staff, great venue, and it's just always feels good like playing there. And then there's like all of like the Promo West venues, really. Like those are sweet.
Okay.
So, see, I'm not super familiar with any venues down there. I know Newport Music Hall, right?
Yeah. So that's the Promo West. Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I've seen one show, I think, in Columbus.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I've seen one in Columbus. So, like, give us some insider scoop. Like, where should people who are looking to perform down in Columbus, like, what should they know?
Yeah, so, like, there's a lot of different venues. Like, if you want to go on, not necessarily, like, the smaller side, but, like, Natalie's has another room, a side room called the Charlie Music Hall.
Okay.
And then they have the actual music hall as well.
Cool.
There's like Ace of Cups. There's like, if you're into the metal and hardcore scene, there's a place, Dirty Dungarees, which is a laundromat that is, has a bar in there. And then it's also like a performance venue.
Stop. Wait, can you also do laundry there?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
There's you spill
so
a drink
many...
on yourself, like, don't worry
about
it.
Yeah, like, just
don't
get it dry cleaned
it.
While you're there.
Yeah.
Ace of Cups. Like, there's so many different venues down in Columbus that, and the thing with Columbus is everything is so close in a way where like you're always like 15 minutes away from something. So there's been times where it's been like three shows in a night and I'm like, I'll see if I can make it. When do you go on? 7:30. All right, cool. And then the next one, I'm like, all right, as soon as that's over,
dip on over the next.
To the next one and one. And then the after stuff. Yeah.
Nice.
So what are like some of the main relationships that you've made with people down in Columbus? Like, who kind of stands out in your close circle down in Columbus in the music scene?
In the music scene? I would say, like, Dom Deshawn is, like, that's my brother. Him, Trek Manifest.
Joey Age. With no time that has passed at all.
No time that has passed. We were talking about favorite artists to work with.
Yeah, here in Columbus, not here in Cleveland. Here, they're in Columbus.
Nice, nice, good. Nice.
All right. I had time.
You took a really long time to think about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like have a lot of people that I collaborate with, but not, and a lot of it doesn't have to be just like making music together, but there's like a close community of people where it's like, I'm seeing what you're doing, I'm helping you out, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So like Dom Deshawn, OG Vern, Trek Manifest are like the top of the list. But then, you know, you have people like Satele, who's a DJ and producer, KMB. I'm probably going to blank on like a lot of names and stuff.
That's okay.
But it's just like, you know, Miracle, like, just, but it's just like a lot of stuff going on down there.
I mean, like, in the podcast, in the last year of us doing the podcast, like, I mean, it's been a lot of Cleveland. We've had, you know, a couple of Youngstown, maybe one Columbus, but we've interviewed a few people from Columbus before. But it's like also nice when we get this pull from the different scene, because it's like, hopefully people from Columbus hear it, and like, I want to chat with more people from down that in that scene.
If you're from Columbus, hit us up.
Please. We know it's a little dry, but we'll make it worth it.
We will. We'll supply the beers.
We won't make you be here.
And Cleveland whiskey.
We maybe won't make you be here at 10 a.m., but like...
Yes. Yeah, we can push back a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Just a wee bit.
Just a wee bit. No. Hell yeah. You also, you just performed in Pittsburgh with Rico Blue.
Yes.
Have you known him for a while?
Kind of. It was like one of those things where you know people from online.
Yeah.
And so that was our first time actually meeting.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, so, we just had him on probably like about a month ago. So shout out Rico Blue.
But it's like meeting people for the first time, but like knowing them for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
it's like a weird, like, extended family thing, you know?
It was cool. I opened up for Freddie Gibbs last year in the fall.
So cool.
And like, it was so cool and so different, or like, not different, but just like the love that was there. I'm like, yeah, we got to go to Pittsburgh, and like, we got to go there more. And I've been talking to like booking agents and stuff, and like, you need to really like hone in on the cities that are around instead of just like going to LA or going to New York, like right. really get the ones that are like 2 hours away. Mm-hmm. And so Pittsburgh was a lot of fun. So I'm like, yeah, let's go out there and do a headlining show and set some stuff up. It was not a whole lot of people there, but But like, it's like the growth and stuff. And like, it's the first time that one of the first times that I've played somewhere where there's not, I'm not like banking on people that I know to be there. Mm-hmm. And like, these are people that are like, are coming out because they saw me perform before. And like, somebody bought me a Mac Miller jersey. And I was like,
wow.
I'm like, man, this is important. Oh. This is like really cool.
Yeah.
And I guess it's like one of those things where you don't really realize how much of an impact you're making until like something like that happens.
For sure.
Seriously.
And so it was really cool.
Yeah, the jerseys are super cool too. I don't know if you heard my friend Gerard. He was like, he's like, where can I get a jersey? And you're like, I mean, if you want to order one, like, it's like, you know, those are expensive to just be getting like 30 of them, you know, and like hoping to sell them.
Yeah.
But he's like, I'll take double for the one off your back.
I couldn't hear. I had the in-ears.
The in-ears,
oh,
yeah.
What an angel.
The love was there though. He was trying to get that shirt off your back.
Damn.
But yeah, really I do got them. They're on my website.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
There you go. Go on, what is it?
JoeyH.com. And then it goes to Bandcamp.
I'm not even going to lie. I've mispronounced your name so many times.
I get it all the time. And
I was like, oh, I've been making it way more fucking difficult than it was all this time.
There's someone that I work with, and she says my name wrong all the time. And I'm like, I just don't really have the heart to correct her.
Yeah.
At this point.
Well, speaking
maybe she's listening. It's H.
Yeah,
it's H. Speaking of mispronouncing names, Becky yesterday, so she came into my work yesterday and I served her and her fiance.
Bianca.
And Becky goes, Jordan Lard is here. And I go, I thought she was I thought she was kidding. I thought she was making a joke. And I see her in a minute later. She goes, it's Laird. And I was like, yeah, my guy. I was like, I just thought you were being funny. She goes, I've literally called her Jordan Lard for years.
I didn't have the heart to tell her.
Wow. Okay, so you knew too.
Well. Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know why we do this. Know.
I feel like I say my name.
Lard's a wild
I say my name so much, either in songs, people say it.
Yeah.
That like, at this point, I don't know how you, not necessarily how you get it wrong, but like.
No, but literally,
you know?
And then other times I think like, oh, you're just being like funny or something.
Right,
so,
right.
Oh my God.
And it's like, then you correct somebody the one time they're like, I know. And I'm like, fuck.
It's like, all right. But yeah, I made that up when I was like 15, 16 years old. So.
Because your last name begins with an H, the letter.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of dawned on you. You're like, what if I.
Because like, when you make a. Our artist name.
Yes, go on.
When you're making your artist name, like, I always was a person that, like, I want it to be me. Like, I want it to be my name.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't want my first name, Joseph. Like, I don't want that to be, no.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm like, I just shortened it up to Joey. And then the last name part, I'm like, I don't want my actual last name.
Yeah.
So,
right.
We're just gonna say like the letter H, but then it looked ugly, so
wasn't hitting.
Yeah, so then I'm like, let's just spell out H and do 4 and 4 symmetry.
Nice.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, speaking of names, though, I saw on your little pre-show notes that you're going to be releasing new music under a different alias. Little segue.
Yeah.
Are you speaking on what that alias is yet?
Yeah, like I'm saying it.
Okay,
I'm just not. I guess, like, I'm not, like, pairing them together. So, so it's Alan Way.
Okay.
It's more experimental music and stuff. So, like, when I made Paint in 2020, mm-hmm. like, that would have been the first song that would have been under Alan Way. I just didn't know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just, like, me trying out stuff. I enjoy doing stuff with house music and dance music. And so I'm like, I'll just... experimental, and like I go through periods where I can be very prolific with music, and I don't want to be like, this is a Joey H song, this is a Joey H song, and then people are like, what the fuck is this? Like, this is different, this is totally out of left field.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I have like a different canvas to be able to.
I feel like for some artists, like, that works. You know what I mean? Just doing whatever the fuck you want to do. And people don't, like, they're like, oh, like, what is this? But, like, it's nice to have that option. Be like, oh, like, I'm feeling it's more, like, towards one way or, like, another, you know? So is that all by yourself? Or are you working with anybody?
Yeah, like, so, like, I'm working with people like Unknown Phrases, who's from up here. Amazing producer. Work with him. Work with Dave's Up. Work with Satele, K&B, like, a bunch of people just trying to make some different music and stuff and have fun.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
And Mike Dow as well. Like, but yeah, like I got a lot of inspiration from like Toro y Moi.
Oh my God. I love
like,
them.
It's Toro y Moi, but then it's like Lessons. And for the longest time, I had no idea that they were the same person.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of the beauty of it sometimes. It's the beauty.
Mm-hmm. And so, like on Live on Open Treehouse, at the end of the song, that song is an Alan Way song that hasn't come out yet.
Mm.
But like there's, I played it on Instagram Live a long time ago. Like,
wow.
A long time ago. And wow, that just,
whew,
the,
yeah,
the whiskey
yeah,
just,
yeah.
I just felt it.
Whiskey.
I just felt it. But yeah, I played it on my Instagram Live and this girl was just like, I've been looking for that song for so long. I'm like, it's not out yet. And then she's like, that's the, like, afterwards, she's like, that's the song. The song is in Lil Wayne. That's the song I've been looking for. I'm like,
oh,
yeah, you know.
Hell yeah.
Little Easter egg.
Yeah. And, like, that's what I want to do is, like, build a universe in music where, like, there's different callbacks to different stuff. So, like,
love me a good callback.
Yeah. You can listen to, like, an album and be like, oh, that was, like, a playoff of this.
Yeah. It just adds depth to it all.
And so Alan Way is like very mysterious. Right now I'm like working on the Instagram and all that stuff. And like taking pictures, but it's like not me. Or I mean it's me, but like
but it's you, but it's
I don't
like,
want people to be like, oh man, no, that's just Joey.
Yeah. No, it's Alan.
Yeah.
It's Alan.
And Alan's my middle name. So
oh nice.
Okay.
So keeping it
with the name. Back. Keeping it with the name. Back.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
Well, I'm very excited to hear this new stuff.
Yeah.
Man, I'm putting it all together. So your initials are Ja?
Yeah.
That's dope.
Nice. Mine are Jamu.
Yeah. Jamil.
What's yours?
Jissel.
Jissel.
Jamu. It's J, what, A?
No.
E.
It's like Jamu. Jamu. J-M-U.
J-M-U. Oh, yeah.
Jamu.
Yeah.
Let me guess, like, Michelle.
No, I bet you'll never guess it.
Megan.
No one's ever guessed it. Nope.
Mallory.
I'll give you the first two letters. MC. It's not Mackenzie.
Please don't say McCoy.
Uh-uh. That'd be kind of cool, though. That'd be kind of cool, though.
McCoy.
I don't know.
McKay.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's
Capital K. It's Capital K.
It was pretty close.
Capital K.
Actually, really funny short side note story. So I had to get our marriage license.
Gross.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
The other day.
Yes.
Thank you. Had to get our marriage license and my fiancé pre-registered for it and spelled my middle name wrong.
Are you serious? With no H?
With an H.
Oh, duh.
There is no H.
Of course.
It's Sarah with no H. And Sarah, actually.
Yeah. nice.
But I was like, that's wrong. Like, she, like, showed it to me before she printed it out, like, fully. I was like, this is incorrect. And then I just, like, look over at him who pre-registered. I was like, so you don't know how to spell my middle name after 8 years, huh? He's like, well, you don't have to be, like, so unique like that. Like, you know, that's so on unique. You. That's your fault. I'm like, now we have to sit here for 5 more minutes while they fix it. So thanks.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
So thanks. That was okay. It was actually at the same place that Minty and Amber got married.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
at the courthouse?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Such a pretty venue.
Oh, it's very cute.
So, many
so echoey in there. I just want to shout all the time.
Yeah, I did a little bit.
I just want to yell.
Pretty much.
Yeah. You're like, Sarah! And I'm like, there's no H!
But there's an H right in front of us.
There is. Oh, God. Bringing it back.
Look at that.
God,
look at
really
that.
Good. Whoa.
Now we don't have to cut that.
Whoa.
All right, sweet. I want to talk really quick about kind of what you've touched on a little bit during this interview, but just like your online presence. Mm-hmm. Like, dude, you got a LinkedIn. Like, you
oh my
are,
God, we've talked about that before, too.
Like, you're in it. You are so present online, and you put so much work in that, and it's clearly paid off. Like, it's clearly benefited you. So, like, walk us through that thought process when you first started, like, kind of ramping that up.
So, like, at the very beginning of it, it was, like, high school. Like, making music and stuff. And, like, I was always, like, I don't want people to know that I made music in high school. But, like, once I graduated and went to college and stuff, that's when I'm, like, I'm going to take this more serious and promote. And, like, you got to be your biggest cheerleader all the time.
That's true that.
And, like, especially in the early stages, like, nobody's going to promote for you. No one's going to, you know, try to advance things more than you are. So I was just always, like, super promoter. Like, people would talk about, man, you posted twice a day. Twice? I post, like, 6 times a day.
This is a chill day.
Yeah, like my Instagram story is, like, this long with the little dots, the little seeds. Like, that's how it was. And like, it's gotten to a point where just, like, every avenue I just want to be able to, like, use. Except for TikTok. I don't use that shit that much. But, like, I should. But
yeah, I'm like,
it's just like, I don't know. It's just another social platform that I don't want to be on.
Yeah, it might be gone soon too. So
but like LinkedIn, all of like, I guess for me, it's been, there's a lot of people who now I'm 30, like they don't use Instagram anymore.
Yeah.
They don't use Facebook anymore. They don't use Twitter. They're on LinkedIn, though.
Yeah.
And so, like, there's a whole avenue of people that just,
seriously.
Like, well, I can't remember what band we were talking about with, but they're like, we have a LinkedIn. Yeah. And we were like, I've been sleeping on LinkedIn. We should have a locally grown LinkedIn.
Yeah,
I think that was on our list of things to do this year. We haven't done that yet.
100%.
We'll fuck around.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if there's some bags on LinkedIn, too.
Right. There's got to be bags. Yeah. Like, they're
there. I am a connect. Connect, yes. Connect, no message, connect, yes. No. Like, no.
Yes.
Yeah. Here I am, though. Dude, yeah, it's such a interesting route to take. And like you said, like, I mean, it's clearly tapping into like an untapped kind of
realm.
Yeah, market, especially keeping it like regional or like, you know, connecting with like bookers and like venue GMs, you know, like they all do have LinkedIns.
Mm-hmm. And like now that I know a lot about trying to make sure that the networking aspect of things, but like you also get to know people. So like immediately when someone's like, oh yeah, so-and-so does this, I'm like, okay, let me look up whoever they are.
Yeah.
And be like, do they have a LinkedIn? Oh, they are from this venue or whatever. Or I would just go and say like, there's this venue and I want to play there in a different city. Okay. Go on LinkedIn, type in the venue, and then see the people that I need to try to reach out to.
Wow.
Instead of going to info at...
Yes, like, yeah.
Because then you never know who you're talking to.
Oh, smart.
Right.
No, that is super... That's a great strategy.
Then you can find their Instagram.
Yeah. You know,
so if you're listening to this and you're an artist...
Write that
get
down.
Get yourself a LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Get yourself a LinkedIn. Get linked.
Yeah.
In.
Into it.
LinkedIn to that.
Link up.
But just like another, it's just another way to be able to like find people.
Yeah.
Do you find like when you go through that route, are people more receptive than if you were to like say DM them on Instagram or?
Sometimes, yeah. I think sometimes people, we want to be way more professional than like we need to be in certain instances. I'm guilty of it. Like people are like, I could talk to you about this show on Instagram. And I'm like, please send me an email or I will forget.
Facts.
No, yes. Like,
relatable content.
I will forget. Like, I will tag everybody in the next post and then my DM will literally just go.
Yep. Long, yeah. Yep. No, that's what I am, like, too.
It just gets deeper and deeper and deeper.
Yeah, especially with booking. I'm like, please email. Email.
Please. No, seriously.
We're so bad at IG DMs.
Yeah.
I'm bad on locally grown and I'm bad on my personal, too. I'll, like, find something that's like, they messaged you 6 weeks ago. And I'm like,
yeah. Yeah,
still a person.
That.
Hello.
Hello. Like,
my bad. I missed this.
They're like, you've posted 47 times since I sent you this message. Yeah. And I'm like, no.
But I think like sometimes we try to be a little bit more professional than we need to be. And like reaching out to them on LinkedIn is like a who.
Yeah.
Like, let me straighten out my tongue.
Yeah.
Oh, shishi.
No, and then, like, you meet them in person, and they're, like smoking a cig inside. Like,
text me. I'm like,
yeah.
Like, didn't think I could do that, but cool.
Didn't even think about it. I've had your number for years.
So you also mentioned that you had performed with Freddie Gibbs, mm-hmm. and I know back maybe last year, 2 years ago, you were with you were at Grog Shop opening for IDK,
yeah.
which, oh, my God.
So
IDK, love him. So yeah. Love him.
And... you're going to be performing with Camp as well?
Well, yeah, I play with them, or not play with them, but, like, those are my friends. Like, those are my homies. So they headlined at Wonderbus last year.
Oh, and, right on, yes.
Yeah, and so they had the side stage, the rad stage. It's a recording artist against destructive driving.
Yeah.
Like, that stage. And, like, Camp handpicked the lineup for that stage. And so I was a part of it.
That's nice. So cool.
And like, those are my friends. Like those, like, I know people use like friends loosely, but like I have their numbers. Like I talk to them, we hang out and they're just like regular dudes, but like, they're cool. Like they're really cool. And when we talked about like the music industry, or not music industry, but like music friends in Columbus, I forgot to say them, but like, they're at the top of the list. Like they're really cool people.
Are they from Columbus?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
They're from Columbus.
That is so cool.
Write that down.
Yeah.
Speaking of friends too, at your show, you shouted out like there was people in the crowd that like, you know, you'd known for years or like hadn't seen or whatever. And this little old like lady like looks at me and she's like, did you used to go to school with Joey? And I was like, no, but that's so cute. It was just so adorable. I don't know who she was, but she was like, I've been going to all the shows.
Oh,
like,
yeah. That's Deb and Joel. Like,
oh, Deb and Joel.
They drove up from Columbus.
Yeah, they did.
And, but like, we all work at Land Grant Brewing Company down in Columbus.
Oh,
and
she was such a sweetie.
Deb is so cool.
Shout out Deb.
And like, they are super. Shout out Deb. Like, we say that all the time. But, like, it's like, shout out Deb.
Real shout out Deb.
And but like, it was really cool to have one of my friends from preschool there.
Oh yeah,
my friend
Cheyenne
was there.
That's so cool.
My like friends who literally, we've like grown up together. And my teacher was there, Miss Schaller.
Oh, that's so
like
cool.
That was, she's come to like a few of my shows and stuff, but like, I always say this, and I'm gonna get like, not sentimental, but like,
get sentimental.
Get it.
It's,
do it.
It's
get
like, deep.
Teachers don't get enough respect, and they definitely should be paid more. If they were paid more, a lot of them would care more. And like,
facts.
Because of a lot of the stuff that goes on, like, I know a lot of people who are getting into teaching and then they want to leave because they feel like they are abandoned. They feel like they're mistreated and stuff like that.
Totally.
And they want to make an impact on kids' lives. And it, a lot of stuff goes on. But I always think of like the teachers that we always will remember for the rest of our lives. Like,
mm-hmm.
And Miss Schaller is one of them. She was my mm-hmm. teacher in eighth grade. And like, at a time where I feel like eighth grade, like that middle school time was like, I could either be a fuckboy.
Oh my God.
Or I can be like the best version of me ever.
Eighth graders are wild.
And they like, not in like the fuckboy territory. I was just like, I'm in acting up.
Yeah.
Like, I'm leaning this way.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, like I see something in you. Like other people will say that you talk too much. I don't see that. I think you have like thought. I think you're like, you know, meant for much more.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And like, I didn't get it when I was, 13?
But you remember that
yeah,
still.
Yeah, but
to
I remember.
Day.
And she was just always really cool and really encouraging.
Mm.
And now she's able to come to
that's
like
so cool.
the shows. And then she's like, I'm telling my eighth grade students
aww.
How like, I told her about like cap and stuff. And I'm like, tell your students, be like, I'm cool, no cap.
No cap. Well, I was just talking about it after the show, too, with my friend, and I was like, we all remember those teachers. Like, I've got, like, two that mm-hmm. I'm, like, influential. Like, they were just, like, not only amazing teachers, but they actually cared.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he was thinking about taking a coaching job in soccer,
mm-hmm.
and he was like, oh, I'd be working with, like, you know, middle schoolers. And I'm like, okay, whatever you do, you have to do it, because he would be one of those individuals that would, like, you know what I mean? Like, if somebody was, like, maybe steering down, like, down the wrong path, like, the wrong path, like, he would be somebody that's, like, you know, the cool fucking coach, like, the one that actually cares. So, it's, like, it's very, very sentimental, very meaningful, you know?
Very like, cool.
Oh, that's so true, though.
I've been working with students in Columbus. Like, there's a program, We Amplify Voices, that I've been working with the last two-ish years. And, like, they had me in as, like, a facilitator for this program, We the Change. And basically I just go in and I'm, like, a facilitator for the program, but I'm, like, I play big brother for them. And so, like, you go in there, you hear the drama, you hear there's seventh graders and stuff. And so, like, and, like,
the tea is hot.
I'm just like, like, they're like, all right, who was fighting today? All right, what happened? Like, instead of us having to talk about art today, like, let's talk about what happened in the hallway. Why you guys got your phones out? And then, like, you know, playing big brother to them and stuff. But, like, I just remember her. And then I'm like, I got to be, like, that type of person for them. So then in 20 years, they're like, man, I remember Mr. Joe said this. And so, yeah.
Seriously. Oh, my God. Pay teachers more.
Yeah, yes. For sure.
Please.
Big raises.
They all. The shit they put up with your kids.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Y'all don't even know. Mm-hmm. You see, like, you see your teachers sometimes more than you see your actual parents, like a lot of kids. So it's like, that's why it is so important that, I don't know, like, I'm right with you on that.
Like, and I think completely. It's like, like the whole saying, like, it takes a village. Like, you need people that are teachers. You need, like, people that are just, like, being able to be around. Like, I'm blessed to have people that were, like, around and be like, no, you don't need to be doing that dumbass shit. Yeah. Like, you need to be around here. You need to be doing music. You need to be in school. You need to stay, like, whatever you're trying to get in trouble with, like, do other things. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
We all need that little kick in the ass sometimes.
Yeah, all the time.
I still need it now.
So that's super cool that you're part of this program. Like, how did you get involved in that?
It's just been like a space like in Columbus where like they hire musicians, they hire artists to come in, talk to students, do workshops with them. And I'm like, yeah, I want to do
that's
that.
So cool.
And so in, I'm going to say 2021, when things start to come back.
Sure. They, there's air quotes there.
Yeah. They were like, yeah, we want you to do like this songwriting workshop. And then I did that one and it was good. And then like their parents came in to like for the final performance. And the lady was like, wait, you're like really good with kids. And like, you're really good with like the parents too. So do you want to be a facilitator for this thing?
Yeah. Like, and I'm like, put a ring on it here.
Cool. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's got to be, like, fulfilling in a different way as a performer, not as an artist, I'm sure.
It just gives, like, more purpose. Like, it's much more, it's bigger than just, like, music. And, like, I'll say it all the time. Before 2020, I was like, yeah, I want to be Kendrick. I want to be Drake. I want to be J. Cole. I want to be Jay-Z. I want to be all these different artists. Like, I want to be on top of the world performing at Coachella, Lollapalooza. I still want that stuff. But, like, if you can make an impact with the people that we're around, like, it doesn't even matter if it's, like, just kids and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like,
there's a deeper meaning to
it. Yeah, it's, like, you make an impact on people's lives and inspire them to be, like, I just want to be better. Like, I just want to be
impactful in whatever impactful. Way that is. Yeah.
So,
oh, that's so cool. It's so cool.
Yeah, it's a very unique take and perspective because we have a lot of people who, like, teach music here that, like, come on the show a lot in Cleveland, of course, but, like, as somebody who, like from like more of a teacher and like facilitator perspective, you know, who has like a class and is kind of like around that environment.
Mm-hmm.
It's very cool. It's super, it's just impactful.
Yeah.
It's and genuine you don't even, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And like, so cool. But you're still out here performing, like you're on tour and, like releasing new music and like still growing yourself. Like, do you have a mentor yourself in the music community? Would you say?
Not necessarily. Like, I think like we're all each other's like mentors in different ways. Like there's things that I'm really good at that like I'm really good at the space of like performing and booking shows and all that stuff. And also like internet, not necessarily internet personality, but like trying to build a brand and stuff. Like I'm good at that stuff. And then there's other people who are like, I'm good at the releasing of music. I'm good at networking and all that stuff. And we just help each other out. Mm-hmm. And, like, I have calls with, like, somebody who's also a BW grad.
Hey.
Wes Will. He's from here.
Is that Will Cherry?
No, that's Will Cherry, and then there's Wes Will.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
But,
two different people. But I just met him at your show.
Yeah, but, like, Wes Will, he was also at the show. Like, he is, like, talk to him all the time, and we just say, like, let's take our information and put it together. Like, mm-hmm. I'll hold you accountable in this way. You hold me accountable in this way. But I think, like, everybody, and I have, like, a larger take, but I'm like, I don't want to get into it. But it's just, like, mm-hmm. with... like, the generation above, like, passing down information and, like, why I think it's important for our generation to pass down information to the next generation, especially in hip-hop, because, like, we didn't really have a lot of mentors. A lot of it is just, like, building the plane and flying it at the same time and
seriously.
Learning things, like, be like, oh, we really can't do that. Like, we have to go to sound checks. We have to do this stuff. We have to be professional. Like, a lot of that stuff we didn't really know
right.
going into it. And you don't know until you, like, continue to keep doing it and stuff. And so now I feel like it's, like, a duty, a responsibility to pass the information on. And so, like, a lot of my mentors are just, like, people outside of music and just, like, my parents, just, like, older people who have, like, good insight.
Yeah. Yeah, that's super fair. Because it's just as important to just know, like, the, like, there's the protocols of, like, the technical, like, side of things, but then there's also, like, just a huge social aspect that I think goes way further and is, like, way more impactful for people to just, like, because, like, you can be a talented performer, but if I don't like you, like, you know, if you're coming at me, like, in a way that's, like, disrespectful or not cool, like, it's going to make people less inclined to want to work with you. So,
big
like,
time.
Yeah, just having that, those social cues and understanding outside of, like, just the realm of the bigger picture, I think is huge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, like, we did a panel last year, and, like, I was on the panel to talk about, like, performing and stuff. And they were like, what's some advice you can give to people? And, like, one of the other panelists were like, be a good person, be a good hang. Like, if we're in a bus and we're traveling to a different city, don't be the person that you – don't be the person that everyone's like, I can't wait to get off this bus so they can be gone.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And, like
– tight quarters.
I've taken that approach to everything for, like, the rest of – just, like, be a good hang.
That's solid
that
advice.
Hits. That hits.
That's solid advice.
That is very solid advice.
Wow. I feel like so
like,
enlightened
fuck,
after this.
Hang?
I'm like, I got to look in the mirror after this for a while.
No, you're a wonderful hang. You're the best hang, actually.
Oh, my God. Shut up. Oh, man. So, okay.
Okay, well, that's just the best piece of advice I've ever heard. But I want to say.
I've got a lot of good advice from this one. Like,
yeah,
this is,
seriously.
This has been amazing. And you're going to do performances for us as well.
Yes.
A performance,
a
one
performance.
Might say. It's a little bit of live music.
Yeah.
What are you going to be performing today?
Push. Like, I definitely want to do Push. Jenga 3. Brown Liquor,
yes.
More than likely.
Yes.
The
gonna whiskey, have to do another.
Whiskey
yes.
Penny.
That Cleveland Whiskey. Yeah. Shout out Cleveland Whiskey.
Amazing.
Hell yeah.
And then, yeah.
Awesome.
Maybe
well,
another song. I don't know.
I'm feeling it. I'm a little surprised. A little surprised at the end.
I feel like we probably have time for, like, one more question.
Oh, okay. Seems
one
like,
question.
Oh, one
that,
more question? Oh.
One question that comes from a specific location.
It does. Are you familiar with the Jar of Wonders?
No.
Okay.
There's
no.
wonders
There's
that
wonders?
Await you.
Okay.
In a jar.
In a jar.
Okay, but you got to give it a hook. You got to give it a hook in order to open it. Like,
you got to give it a hook. So in order to open the jar,
little freestyle, little,
you have to, and we can, I think we can work together with this one. Mm-hmm. We can give you like a little beat and you basically just have to say Jar of Wonders.
Okay.
In some
and
capacity.
Like some, yeah, like a little theme song.
Yeah.
How do I always end up beatboxing?
Yeah. It's the Jar of Wonders. What you gonna get? We just want to see. have fun. Jar one. Jar one.
God damn it.
Beautiful. All right, now
they get better.
The jar's been unlocked. It's been unlocked.
Unlocked, opened.
It's like the fright in people's eyes sometimes. They're like, you want me to what? And I'm like, just say it. That was wonderful.
Jar of wonder.
Perfect.
Gorgeous.
Amazing. Okay, give it like a little shake. Give it a little shake. Yeah. Don't just go the one off the top.
Nice. Yeah, dig deep.
When you shake it, it doesn't do anything.
Yeah,
no,
it just like goes up and down. It does not move very much. Yeah. Get all up in there. Oh.
There you go.
Oh, nice little folded one. Okay.
He's unfolded it.
I hope it's a good one. I hope it's a good one.
What is one thing you've always wanted to do but haven't yet?
Ooh, that's a good question. I wonder who wrote that one.
You did.
It was me.
Can you tell who has like the handwriting?
I made every single one of these.
Sweet.
And some of the questions really suck sometimes. And I'm like, I need to take those.
She's
out.
Like, I didn't write those.
I'm like, I didn't write that one. Man. I was Laird. It could be like anything too. It can be like small, large.
Like trying to think of something.
Like if you've never tried like Canes before, like that can be an answer too.
Canes is not great.
It's not my favorite.
Jerbs.
I do like the
Can
Jerbs.
I tell you guys a Cane story?
Please.
All right.
That's actually what this question is. It's what's the story
about
from Canes that you
So So I was coming home from a show in Columbus and I drove to this Canes and
As one does.
I was very hungry. And I get into the drive-thru, order three piece, no slaw, either two fries or two
toast.
Breads, toast, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I get to the window, and these two girls probably were in high school. I don't know. They're probably young. I don't fault them.
Where's this?
But I don't like them.
Okay.
Ooh.
It gets deep.
Okay.
So then I get my Sprite, no ice or light ice, or whatever.
Of course.
And they give me this Sprite with the lid off, or like the lid is like this. So as soon as I grab it, I do this, and it spills all fucking over me, and like the ice comes out, drops all over me in my seat.
Oh,
seat all sticky.
Fuck no.
A whole bunch of ice. So now, like, my ass is cold.
Oh, the disrespect. Yeah.
And then, like, I look up and they're fucking window closed.
Geeking.
No, not the laugh, too.
Cracking up. And then they open it and they're like, do you need napkins? And I'm like,
no.
Of fucking course I do. I need napkins.
Oh, fucking bitches.
And I need another Sprite, man. Like, what is wrong? Yeah, so.
With the lid on this time.
Yeah.
Wouldn't they think you were going to say, no, I don't need napkins?
And I like this. I went to a show. You do with that information as you will. And I was just like, damn, man. Like, I'm salty now.
Yeah.
Pants wet. But yeah,
you
that's my
cane show.
Damn.
Huh?
You went to the show.
Yeah, I went to the show.
Oh,
but
I thought
like,
this was after the show.
No, this is after the show.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
okay,
yeah
okay,
this
okay,
is
okay,
after
okay,
the show. Okay. But it's just like, you know,
yeah, like,
put yourself in the mind of where I'm at this
yeah,
moment.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
So.
Damn.
Yeah,
disrespect.
I was hot.
Oh, I would have been too. Are
yeah.
you kidding me?
But yeah, that was the cane
oh,
story.
Oh,
wow.
God. Fuck. Thank you for that.
I don't know. I want to skydive, though.
Skydive.
Oh, yeah, same.
I think it'd be like.
I know. I do, and then I remember the story, and then I don't anymore. But.
Oh, my uncle went. I don't want to tell you.
Okay. Yeah.
You might.
No, we're good. We're good. You're good on it.
You're good.
I think, yeah.
Skydiving's great.
No one died.
Probably.
No one died in the story, so that's a good thing.
No.
Maybe I don't want to skydive.
Fuck.
I actually have two skydiving stories that, like, refrain me from wanting
okay,
to
Okay, we didn't say that. We were just speaking on one. You have to tell that there was two, actually.
Well, the one is Jacob's.
Well, yeah, that's the one.
And the other
I
one
know.
Is my uncle's.
Oh, I remember that one, too. Yeah. Oh, okay, just kidding.
So I'm like, I'm cooling. I'm cool on it.
It looks fun, though. It looks like a thrill. I thought about hot air ballooning.
I would do that.
Hot air ballooning. But here's my stipulation.
No hot air balloon, but
here's
skydive?
My stipulation, though. When I go on the fucking Ferris wheel at Cedar Point and I'm stuck at the top while the other people are getting on.
Yeah.
And I look around and I'm not moving. I'm a little freaked out.
I'm
and
freaked
the hot
out.
Air balloons, they move slow.
Yeah.
Yeah
they move
do.
Slow.
Yeah.
They do.
So if I look down.
You guys watch Abbott? Abbey Elementary?
Yeah.
So there's like the last episode of season one, and they're in the hot air balloon. And I'm like, that would be me. I'd be sitting on the ground.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not, like I think I might be able to get the courage, but, like, once I have to look over, my legs start to get a little weird.
Yeah, and, no.
Like, I feel like it's a wicker basket, you know? Yeah. Like, how strong is this?
Yeah.
You know?
And then there's going to be somebody in there that's, like, trying to play around too much and, like, jump.
Yeah.
Like, why are we doing that?
We all got that one friend. We all have that one friend.
Have you seen, like, the skydivers that, like, attach a trampoline underneath a hot air balloon and they jump on the trampoline?
No.
Yes.
I've seen that. That shit is wild.
I would not do that.
Yeah.
That's what I would not do.
Not me.
Potential concert idea, perform on a platform from a hot air balloon.
That gives like the dinner in the sky. I see those TikToks all the time, and I'm like, no.
With the zipline
thing? I'd throw up.
No, it's like a fucking
It looks like a table.
It's literally like a floating table, and they have chairs with like seatbelts on them, and they literally just float.
My heart actually just sank.
I'd drop my fork and kill somebody.
Yeah.
Literally though.
Yeah.
I'm scared of going on the ski lift thing.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
They don't have a seat. No, there's no seatbelt. You could just fall.
I feel like you'd do that and a bird will come through and pick the chicken, pick your food off your plate and fly away.
Yeah.
That's what it's giving.
We've got to wrap up because the battery's about to die. The battery's giving exhausted again.
Oh, man.
Battery exhausted.
Okay, but I'm super fucking excited to get into some music.
Yes.
Thank you
so much for being here. This was 2 years in the fucking making.
Awesome to... Yeah.
And honestly, I'm not happy we waited, but I am, because now you're in, our studio.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It was worth the wait, hopefully.
Worth the wait, yeah.
But plug your stuff. Tell everybody, where they can find you next and what's coming up for you.
So, finishing up the H Madness tour, got Chicago and Columbus. If you guys want to come.
What date is the Columbus one?
The 19th.
Okay.
So, if you guys are free.
Okay.
Fuck yeah.
Okay.
And then just new music now. I'm in that mode where it's just all right, time to not necessarily finish up the saga of Open Treehouse, but it's just all right, let's get ready for new music and stuff. So,
it's springtime.
Yeah.
It's the time.
Yeah. Yep. So, if you want to listen to music, I'm on Spotify, Apple, Tidal, Bandcamp, everything at Joey H, Joey space AICH. And yeah.
Thank you so much, Joey.
Thank you.
All right, we got live music coming up right now.
Don't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. As I've said before, that'd be really fucking stupid.
I was hoping you were about to say it. All right, locally grown.
Well, yeah, it's Kate.
Circle K's new free Inner Circle membership program is all about making it easy to reward you with the things you'll love. Sign up and save 25 cents per gallon on your first 5 fill-ups. Plus, get every 6th free on a tasty selection of Circle K products. We're talking piping hot pizza, fresh coffee, ice-cold fountain drinks, and more. Join Inner Circle for free by downloading the Circle K app today. Terms and conditions apply. At participating locations, visit CircleK.com for details.
Every day's a season. Hey guys, it's Jay Laird.
And Gerbs, and we have some incredible news, and based on the last 30 seconds, you've probably already guessed what we are about to share.
As we have just hit our one-year mark in our studio at Rock and Roll City Studios, we are so proud to announce that we have landed our first official sponsor, Circle K.
So, going forward, you're going to be seeing and hearing us include Circle K as they are helping fuel our podcast.
Nice. That's a really good pun, Gerb.
I mean, you wrote the script, Laird.
Guys, you can download Circle K's Inner Circle app and get 25 cents per gallon off your first 5 fill-ups.
And 5 free drinks. Thank you to our new partners, Circle K. Now, on to the performance.
I'm Joey H, and I'm here, locally grown, and this is my set. Yeah, I'm just excited to be here, and I get to be on this beanbag chair, and I'm going to perform a couple songs and have a good time. It was a great interview, and I'm excited. And this song is called Push. It's about perseverance. It's about, pushing through adversity and all those things. Yeah. Rolling, rolling high. Yeah, push through. Yeah, fill the mason jar with issues to drink. Yeah, the wood ain't gold as you think. The Mona Lisa ain't exempt to critique, but you gotta push through.
Yeah, rose through the gravel on my own too. Had fertilizer, but hella aphids to grow through. This garden belly sing medleys, we a cold crew. Do the rise, do doing the morning for the next crop alive. The circle is cropped in size. Show me your team, I show you your future. Let's get this show on the road, these moments are crucial. Let's get established for all the people that's rooting. Don't let the castle get ruined. My roots, show me my roots and I'm destined. And I'm destined, I'm feeling like Westbrook. Energy contagious, 100 watts on my best foot. I'm taking my best step, how can I hold my hand? My brother see me as best bet. And I'ma let that sit.
Rolling, rolling, we coasting high.
Yeah.
Rolling, rolling, we floating high. To the sun, hey, we don't die.
If it's beauty in the struggle, then I'm gorgeous. Top tier model chick, mileage can endorse this. I caught my wings in turbulence, my mama said endure this. Yeah, I'm chilling the yellow suit, I'm 101 in court scene. Seeing 2020 for the 2-0. I used to take pills, thought I'd never see my 2-0. Now I swing for mountains, rocky times, bring out the 2-low. A short stop on the road, but I'm go, ain't never sold, won't eat a deal. Man, I'm Cusco, cruise me if you try to run it too. But too slow to guard me at the 4. I'm 5'5", but reaching rims and more. And my sights on foreign land shows. Like, let's go to Paris and wake up in Tokyo. Walk on water when I'm off jack. Placebo in my cup, I'm over special. I don't need that. Divinity and spy lines. I make a couple Wharf Rat. A couple Joe to wake him up and bounce off walls like Mike Jack. It's like that. It's like that. It's like that. Yeah.
Rolling, rolling, we coasting high.
Yeah.
Rolling, rolling, we floating high. To the sun. We don't stop, hey, to the moon, we gon' fly, push, through, rolling, rolling, we coast and high, to the,
again, that song's called Push, off my album Open Treehouse Deluxe, you can get that anywhere, and this song is called Somewhere Over Kansas. I wrote it on a plane when I was somewhere over Kansas. So, when the day comes, when the day comes, yeah, one day I have it all figured out. We'll talk about that when the day comes, when the day comes.
When the day comes, one day I have it all figured out.
Yeah, at 22, thought my life would be figured out, at least on now. Or is I wrong? That's life, gotta pivot though. My world unpredictable, I can't wait for the shit to blow. I overthink, like I'm not in a mystic mode. What a moment did I miss it though? A flight to the west coast.
West.
Little whiskey over light ice, it's been a while so I sip slow. Red eye over brisk eyes, I can't sleep over long flights. I close my eyes. Think back to the mom cuts and girls riffing on the school bus. Where your ways at? I need a time to create one. Toe run been amazing. Rub patch but amazing. I come alive when May come. Stage hop for the case, huh? It be an M soon. I take that to the grace, huh? I may trip like Grayson. I pray to God through these gray skies. My next move is a great one. One day I have it all figured out. We'll talk about that when the day comes.
When the day comes. When the day comes. One day I have it all figured out. We'll talk about that when the day comes. When the day comes.
When the day,
when the day comes. One day I have it all figured out. We'll talk about that when the
day comes.
At 25, thought I have a Tesla or a Lexus, something crazy or super so impressive when I'm talking.
I don't have a Tesla yet. I still got my Honda Civic. Yeah, on the steady focus on the catalog. If you're here, better saddle up. In due time, the world gonna fit these words. Cause tour day's gonna feel like a travelogue. And I own a song, 10% off the royalties. For the kids, I can pass along. Gotta keep the fan more than cozy. So they dress in the Patagonia. So they straight when I'm dead and gone. Yeah, and I'm somewhere over Kansas. Living like I can't miss. Dub for the city like Kansas. Gotta paint the sky with these words on the canvas. I knew I wanted this life since campus. Thought I have it all by now. It better hurry up real soon. But I'm so in love with the process. Every day a step I can't lose. Hope the whiskey don't dry on me. I need it all for the time being. Numb me over soft and think about how much all these sessions cost me. Gotta get it back. Recoup the investments. Gotta settle that.
and I'm feeling like Raven. All these visions I'ma save through these gray skies. My next move is a great one. One day I have it all figured out with. Talk about that when the day comes. When the day comes. When the day comes. One day I have it all figured out with. Talk about that when the day comes. When the day comes. When the day comes. One day I have it all figured out with. Talk about that when the day comes. At 25, thought I have a Tesla or a Lexus, something crazy or. Yeah. The song's called Somewhere Over Kansas. And this next song is kind of fitting because we had some pre-interview Cleveland whiskey. This was called Brown Liquor.
Chilling with the gang, drinking on a brown liquor. Thinking about the plans we working on, gotta come. Oh, nah, nah, nah. Hey, oh, nah, nah, nah. Oh, nah, nah, nah. Yeah, couple foul bars, I'm a tough out. I'm a tough out. Couple new songs, and they y'all out.
And they y'all out.
And they y'all out.
Couple brown liquor.
All now, all now, all now. Follow you up next and we all now. Said follow you up next and we all now. Couple foul bars, I'm a tough out. I'm a tough out. Couple new songs,
and they y'all out.
Yeah, they y'all out.
Thank you guys for having me. For real, this is real cool.
Follow you up next and we all now.
And they y'all out.
Follow you up next and we all now.
Yeah, sleep in peace of mind. Yeah, I failed 1,000 times. Yeah, live a life of lessons. Now my wins, they multiply. Yeah, checks off rapping, acting. Cause I moves are calculated. So, if you wanna holler, then Venmo me the payment. Cause I'm focused on the catalog. Bump whoever hating. I'm in my own position. And ain't no one adjacent. Yeah, always loving. Like the building up. It's to inspire, it's do or die. Oh, my clock on my timing.
I'm a tough out. I'm a tough out. Couple new songs and they y'all out.
Yeah, they y'all out.
Y'all out.
Couple brown liquor. Got a couple brown liquor.
Follow you up next and we y'all now. Follow you up next and we y'all now. Couple foul balls.
I'm a tough out. If you at home, make sure you get some brown liquor. Cleveland whiskey. Irish whiskey. Doesn't matter. Whatever.
Follow you up next and we y'all now. Probably up next and we on now.
I could have signed the files away, but everything mine though. I need all of that. Why sign a deal for files that I own for me to give it right back? I need my contract, max, Lindor money, 10 plus in the Pentagon on my own time. And I don't race nobody else. But if I did, I'm clocking up Hall of Fame time. It's crunch, Jordan, A-I-C-H. Woo! See my life change before my eyes. Wait, this shit looking great. Cabs off, right on a beach with a queen of mine. Think about everything I dreamed that I would get to live and still have enough to have seen the vibes. Couple foul bars, I'm a tough out. I'm a tough out. Yeah.
Couple new songs and they y'all out.
Yeah, they y'all out.
Y'all out.
Couple brown liquor all now.
Finally up next and we y'all now. Finally up next and we y'all now.
Chilling with the gang.
Drinking all the
brown liquor. Thinking about the plans we working on. Gotta come quicker. Oh, nah, nah, nah. Y'all wanna sing with me? Oh, nah, nah, nah. Oh, nah, nah, nah. Yeah, chillin' with the gang. Drinking on a brown liquor. Thinking about the plans we working on. Gotta come quicker. Oh, nah, nah, nah. Oh, oh, nah, nah, nah. Oh, nah, nah, nah. Chillin' with the gang. Drinking on a brown liquor. Thinking about the plans we working on. Gotta come quicker. Oh, nah, nah, nah. Oh, oh, nah, nah. There we go. Thank you guys. Once again, I go by the name of Joey H. You can find me on all streaming platforms, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, like earlier, yeah. Under Joey H, J-O-E-Y-A-I-C-H. Thank you guys. Always love, always inspire. Know that when you wake up, you got superpowers. Thanks for having me. Let's go.
Clean, grown.